Hey guys, so I never do this, but I wanted to do a psychic channeling audio, and I was gonna just make a post about this and like post it, but instead of writing it, I want to speak it, and I want to see if speaking it actually like is different. So I'm gonna be channeling. So I'm picking up on somebody that's really like low right now, like down, and for this person, I can see that you are stuck, or like you feel stuck in like your circumstances, and I'm seeing that it's gonna like keep being like that for a while, and then it's gonna change. Don't worry, like, you're not gonna stay stuck, okay? I'm getting a sense of like hopelessness, like you feel hopeless. You feel like your situation's not gonna change, like, but it is, like, I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing it change drastically. Like, you're gonna have a help, I'm seeing, like, a support, like, one other person, maybe, or, like, one more, I'm getting as a person. So that's just what I'm getting. I don't know. It may not be a person, but I'm seeing like another hand to help, basically. This could be related to like anything, but I'm mostly getting a home and finances. Also, I can see that you're unhappy, like in your current circumstances, and for some people, or whoever this resonates with, like, I'm picking up that you're not happy in your living situation. Yeah, maybe the person you live with, like, you're not happy there. I don't know, you're just not happy there. So you want to move. Or I think you want to get away from someone or something. So there's that. I'm seeing that yes, you will change your living environment. Actually, your environment is going to change. That's a major change. I was seeing that your environment's gonna change. You're gonna have support, like it may even be online support, I don't know, but I'm just seeing like freedom from this negative situation. What else? Let me see. I'm getting that you're a heart, like, so I'm seeing, okay, I'll just give you what I'm getting. So the heart is closed. And so all the chakras above that are also closed, but they're not fully closed, like, and the heart is not fully closed either, but it's like you have a wound. Yeah, you have like some pain like in the heart, I'm feeling. I'm literally feeling it, like the throat chakra. Okay, I'm not gonna do that. They're telling me to like not do that. Like, it's not important basically about the chakras, but what is important for you to know is that if you work on the heart, everything else will be balanced out. So you should be working on opening the heart, because when you do that, you, like, new opportunities and new money and like new people are gonna come your way. Even just your life is gonna be easier, like your life is just gonna be easier. If you open the heart, oh my gosh, you guys don't even know what I'm feeling right now. Like, it's just a lot of anxious, like, hurt, like, stuck energy in the heart. But you can get rid of it. You can work through it. You can open it. You just have to cycle out the energies. But you can do it, you know? And you're gonna feel a big release, like, when you open your heart. Because I'm seeing you will actually try. And, you know, you will release. There's gonna be good tears. Like, good tears of, like, release and, like, healing. Yeah. This is deep. Like, I'm seeing this go all the way back to, like, when you were a kid. There's some deep heart work that will happen soon, and you're gonna love it. And yeah, this blockage, you know what I'm getting, guys? I'm getting, like, you know when a fence is, like, all boarded up? Like, that's literally what I'm, like, seeing. Like, and there's, like, a no trespassing sign, like, okay, so, this is, from, like, when you were younger. It goes deep. It's not exactly, like, a specific incident, but it's just, like, in general, like, I'm seeing and hearing, like, what you were born into. Like, that hurt you. I don't know. Somehow that hurt you. But you'll be able to heal it. Like, it's... I'm also hearing the phrase, like, it's not that deep, which is funny, because I just told you that it goes deep. But the message that I'm getting to tell you is that, like, it's not that serious. Like, you can heal it. Like, the trauma that you face, like, it is worthy of being paid attention to. It is important. It is valid. It is hurtful. Yes, it's traumatic. It is really painful, but it's also yours to, like, own and, like, do what you want with it. So, like, you can remove it if you don't want it to be there. But I'm also getting the message that some of you do want it to be there because you're used to it. And they're just asking me to tell you to see the signs, like, see the connection. Like, it's because of this trauma that, like, your life has not been easy in some areas, so it's time to get rid of it, you know? Allow yourself to, like, change, allow yourself to adapt to different circumstances, and you'll see that there's a whole different life that is waiting for you, you know? And you don't have to hold on to this version of yourself. Like, you can just allow yourself to change, guys. Like, release a little bit, you know, just release the, like, I'm hearing death grip that you've had over yourself, like, and over your pain and your identification with it. Like, it can go, it's actually long gone now. It's supposed to be long gone now, you know. So yeah. Okay, anything else? What else am I getting? Movement is really important. Some of you guys have started some new movement activity, or you need to start some new hobby with movement. But I'm seeing that it's gonna be something either holistic, natural, or outdoors. So, like, yeah, either you're doing it or you have to do it. That's a message. You have to do it, man. Like, if you haven't started, you have to start. What else am I getting? All is well. All is well. Like, for real. Everything is gonna be fine. Everything is gonna be okay. Don't worry too much. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry, you know? It's gonna be fine. And you are loved. You are cared for. You are taken care of by God and by me. because I can psychically read you. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. What you want exists, and stop wanting also. Like, learn, like, they're saying learn to be content. Like, try to be content. Like, look around, count your blessings. More will come, more is on the way. Don't worry too much. Like, what else? This is gonna pass. Just relax and work on the heart and do what we're saying. They're saying, they're telling me to tell you do what we're saying. When I channel, for those of you who are not familiar with my style of channeling, I channel from like the heavenly planets. So like there's a bunch of them out up there, and they are all giving me information. But it's like one voice though. Like, it's one resounding echo of, like, you guys are not gonna get it if I try to explain it to you. It's like the angelic realm, kind of. So, yeah. And if you are spiritual or religious in any way, you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, then you'll have no idea what I'm talking about, and why are you here? Anything else? I'm trying to see. Do you guys want me to do a health reading on you? I don't know, man. That's kind of risky. I could try. All right. Immediately, I'm seeing something with the sinuses. Immediately. But, like, I feel that, though. But, let me see. Oh, yeah. Some depression. But I'm telling you, this is gonna go away. Like, I'm telling you, this is gonna go away. Anything else? No. They're saying stop. Okay. That's it for this channeled message. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And I hope this makes it on, like, any platform, really. Like, hopefully my podcast and maybe YouTube. We'll see. But if you guys like this channel message, drop me a like so I can do more. I'm excited to read for you. And if you want me to read anything specific, just drop me a comment underneath that. All right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.